We're listening to a little of the closing day concert for a week-long workshop that Mr. Johnny Billington, a master folk artist from the Mississippi Delta, has been holding here at the University of Florida to teach middle school students how to play the blues. Many of the kids who participated in this workshop never held a guitar or a drumstick or a microphone before, and Mr. Johnny has been patiently working, playing, and singing with them. The first hurdle was to help them get that the blues was about, to use Mr. Johnny's phrase, what you don't have. After leaving the Delta, he had a career playing the blues around the country, and then on a visit home about 20 years ago, he decided to stay and teach the blues to the kids who weren't learning it because the blues musicians like himself were leaving. He started playing in the schools, and soon he was helping young people to form bands.
Yeah, I went on the way to do all the paperwork, and we went to Washington and tried to sell it to the Congress and the White House. And so eventually they finally granted the idea of making me a master folk artist and the rights to go to public school, and this is where I am today.
So it's better to have instruments in their hands than for them to be...
Yes, because if they don't have instruments in their hand, they'll have guns. And of course that happened 20 years later, that kids are shooting up kids in schools and stuff like that. But it's taken about 20 years for them to realize what I said. If I'd have had all of them had a guitar or an imagination of a guitar or something of some kind of instrument, then those kids wouldn't have been had those guns because they would have been excited, which you seen tonight, that the kids was in here. They didn't have time to think about a weapon. They was thinking about what a good time we're having. And, of course, that's the key point, you know.
He has some advice for parents.
As I travel around this country, that I find that kids sit down and tell me what their problem is at home, although I can't fix it. I had some kids here, and they tell it to me through the song, because a lot of times I ask the kids, write a song. Now, the song he writes is what's actually happening. I tell him to write the song on the truth. And then when he writes it, he normally puts in what's the condition he's involved in. And the parents need to listen to their child, and then they let the child talk, and they both can learn something.